Hello, and welcome to a podcast of things we did on the radio earlier today, wrapping up another week of broadcast. You know, really making a difference in the world. Because, no, I can't think of a good reason why that would be. But, you know, why look into facts? Why not just say things and pretend they're true? That's more what I'm into. So here's what we did on radio earlier today. We're up and running for another show. Hello, welcome along. How are you feeling? Egg-based? Are you ready for some egg action? Easter, I mean... What else we got on the show today? It's weird, given that it's Easter, so I could have done an egg-related show. If anything, we'll talk more about cheese. Move across into the dairy. There's bad news if you enjoy a shower. There's bad news if you don't enjoy a shower. Oh, dear. If you want to go to Cornwall, maybe this show is for you. That's not normally the demographic I'm after. And there's a thing in the news about surprises. Boo! Hey, free one there. So I always say, if you need relationship advice, come to me and I'll definitely mess it up for you. I've got a proven track record. But 1 in 6 Brits have thought about leaving their partner because... Any ideas? Because of how messy they are. Ooh! And 47% argue every week about clutter in the home. I must admit, I understand where this is coming from. Because I'm a mixture of tidy and messy. And I think we're probably all a bit like that. We don't mind our own slight mess because we plan to tidy it up. But if someone else has left some mess around, oh, why aren't you more considerate? There was a lovely TikTok I saw of a couple arguing in a bathroom, and she was saying, why won't you put the seat down? You need to realise this bathroom's shared by both of us. And then he just pans the camera to the sink, and all of her hair products and cleaning and makeup, and all, not cleaning, makeup and all that stuff, all around there. It's a bit like that in our house. For me to try and get to the upstairs sink, I've got to go in with precision. If an elbow is errant, I'm going to knock all of that stuff off and then it's my fault. But I don't think I'd ever leave a partner because they're messy. Because how would you even have that conversation? You'd say to them, right, that's it, pack your bags. And as soon as they do, well, they kind of solve the problem. It's all neat. You might stay if you want. This one's kind of space news, but not far enough space for there to be aliens involved. So we don't have to worry about that. I have an absolute nightmare with them aliens. But it's in the papers that rockets are set to whisk tourists from Florida to Newquay via outer space. Well, outer space. Via space. So you'll leave the Earth's atmosphere. Spaceport Cornwall will be a hub for the transatlantic travellers, despite missing out on being the first UK base to blast a satellite into orbit. So the idea is, you're in Florida, you think, oh, we'll do a space trip. Up beyond the atmosphere, you can see whatever's up there. Back down, you land in Newquay. Up there in space... Down there to Newquay, a bizarre place with no atmosphere and strange creatures that you could worry about. And the other one, you know where that joke goes. Still, what I love about this is, I don't know how long the trip is, but if you go from Florida into space back to Newquay, but then on the roads from Newquay back to London, that last part of the journey probably takes you longer. Cheese news. Most days there's a story in the papers about the cost of living crisis. This one it hits me where it hurts. Cheese prices have rocketed, according to the latest figures. They've soared by 41%. There's been low, like chocolate's gone up in price, cakes. Mr. Kipling's went up, and this one's not great, is it? I suppose if cheese goes up, like at least Mr. Kipling's you can buy other versions, but cheese is cheese, mate, isn't it? So the average price of cheese is up 24% this time last year, with spiralling energy prices and issues to do with the farming chain. Yes, we could have a phone-in or a serious debate about how the cost of living crisis might impact you, or we could come up with silly words for cheese that are to do with it being expensive. I vote we go for the second. Not Camembert, Camembert. That's a bit Camembert. Rockfort Knox, more like. That's the only two I could think of. Good afternoon. Oh, we were talking about 1 in 6 Brits have thought of leaving their partner because of how messy their partner is. Imagine that, going, oh, you're so messy. I need to get out of here. And at least you'd move into a place where you got some space to yourself, I suppose. But it's not necessarily gone the way I thought. I thought we'd all be sitting around moaning about how messy our halves are. My other half can't put a lid on. She doesn't put lids on, she rests them on top of things. Effectively, you know that prank where you don't have the lid properly on a salt shaker? That's my life. But no one's joining in with this, going the other way around. Chris says that his partner tidies everything up as soon as he puts them down. He could never leave her because he can't find his keys. Okay, well, that's a good thing, I suppose. Showers. Do you shower? There's a question I didn't think I'd have to ask on radio, but these days you never know. Bad news, if you enjoy a shower, power showers could be banned by the government. Oh, no. I didn't mind it when they stopped us buying like vacuum cleaners over 1,000 watts. But now they want to stop power showers to try and cut water. A personal shower goes from 144 litres a day to 122. That's the plan. But why do I have to have a worse life to achieve this? No, because I recycle and I do all the other things. And I love a nice, powerful shower. I don't want to be dribbled on. I've got a one-year-old at home. If I want to get dribbled, well, I already get dribbled on. That's why I need a shower. Anyway, so the point is, watch out. They could be bringing in a rule which means you can't have a power shower. You're going to have to do, like, a prohibition. You'll have to go to some sleazy underground bar where they let you use their power shower. But I'm just annoyed that it's going to end up being the case that the dishes in the dishwasher have a better time than I do in the shower. We were talking about cheese because this means we get to do cheese puns, and that's often what we do on this show. The cost of cheese has gone up by something stupid. Some of them are 20-something percent. You can find ones that are into the 40-something percent. Well, the more expensive then. What would you call expensive cheese? John gets in touch with some voice notes. What you got for me, John?
Hello, Steve. How about Deary Lee?
Deary Lee and Deary Lee slices. We'll have some of that one. All right, I'll write that on the list. Meanwhile, what else we got?
Steve, instead of Welsh rarebit, how about rare Bitcoin?
Feels like you're thinking right outside the box here. Any others?
As for Brie, Brie de Neck, how much?
I feel like you still got more in you. Any more?
Instead of Dutch Edam, how much Edam?
That is brilliant. Yeah. From now on, we need to have it called... Where's the jingle that says...
It costs how much?
It costs how much, Edam. We were talking about messes and things in relationships, reasons why you might not be getting on. It's good that we can do a flip side. There's a thing in the news about the nice things in life, some of which might include your partner. Well, you'll find out, won't you? Life's best little surprises include receiving a bouquet of flowers and waking up on a sunny day, according to this. Oh, I like that last one. Because that way I don't have to get you any flowers. But small things are more appreciated than big gestures, like expensive dinners or overnight stays in swanky hotels, according to a survey. Oh, that's good, because I didn't get you any bookings for a restaurant or a hotel. But as I say, it was sunny the other day, so cheer up. Other things that put a smile on your face include finding a treat left on your desk at work. I mean, I sometimes find that only when I let the cats in the shed. And being given a hot drink with your favourite biscuit. I'll get you that. I won't take you to a restaurant or book a hotel. I'll make you a brew. And as I say, it was sunny the other day, so cheer up. I love it when you get surveys like this. Because it just takes the pressure off, doesn't it? And if you have a row, you can get the survey out and go, I think you'll find, officially, that should have cheered you up. And then you'll have a row. But still, you know, saves money. Podcast done. And as I say, we have the weekend, so, you know, relax, subscribe at your leisure, repent even more slowly. You can tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen, and until next time, bye.